In the late 1990s, Seattle had some unusual visitors to the waters of Elliott Bay. Divers and fishermen began spotting six-gill sharks, one of the largest predatory sharks in the ocean. But less than a decade later, these sharks had mostly disappeared from Puget Sound. Filmmaker Michael Werner wanted to find out why they came to Seattle and why they left. His new documentary is called Mystery Sharks of Seattle. He told KUOW's Emily Fox what it would be like to encounter a six-gill shark.
If you actually ran into one in the water, I think the first reaction is to be terrified just because of how large and imposing they are. But the really great thing about it is that they don't pose any threat to humans. And so divers actually love seeing them because they're this huge creature, this really charismatic animal that's just beautiful in the water. But it's pretty safe around them. They really don't pose a threat to people. So divers just, you know, will be in their presence and just be in awe of this magnificent creature.
Where do these six-gill sharks usually live?
The six-gill sharks are found in the deep ocean, as deep as about 11,000 feet deep. And they're found in oceans throughout the world. And they tend to eat the creatures that are found there on the ocean bottom, like skates and rays and crabs and things like that.
So why do researchers think the six gills came to the relatively shallow Elliott Bay?
What the researchers found is that Puget Sound appears to be a nursery ground, an important nursery ground for the six-gill sharks. And so what they think is happening with these sharks is that big pregnant females will come in from the open ocean. They documented one coming from, they think, California, coming in, swam into Puget Sound, or they swim into Puget Sound from the open ocean, come in, and then they'll have their babies here. And these babies are growing up here in Puget Sound, and Puget Sound is just such a rich inland sea, such a rich ecosystem, that the six-gills have just these abundant resources to feed on, and there aren't a lot of predators here that are going to take them out. So it's a really safe place, kind of a safe haven for these sharks to just kind of grow and mature and grow into adults.
But then once these six-gill sharks started maturing, in the spring of 2008, the sharks started to disappear from the Puget Sound area. Why?
People just kind of thought it was going to go on forever. You go in and you almost couldn't help but see a shark because there were so many here. And then all of a sudden in 2008, the sharks just pretty much vanish. And divers couldn't see them. Researchers diving under the aquarium couldn't attract them with bait. Other researchers who were trying to catch them couldn't. And it was a big question, what happened to these sharks? Tracking data. So some researchers ended up putting tracking devices on these sharks. And when they went back and started looking at the logs of where these sharks were going, they noticed something surprising about it. The sharks had been pretty much circling around in Elliott Bay. And all of a sudden, they started noticing these sharks making these bigger movements. And they started swimming north, up into the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and then out into the Pacific Ocean. And so this disappearance, what they think happened is that these sharks had reached a certain size. These juvenile sharks reached a certain size, and something triggered them then to swim out into the open ocean to go and live their adult lives.
Now that you've finished this documentary, do you still have questions about six-gills?
Yes, absolutely. I think the big question about these six-gills is, will they actually return? Will these same sharks that were growing up here, will they return to give birth to their own litters of six-gills? And will we see that? And if we do, the really great thing is that because of the genetic research that was being done by the aquarium, we could potentially look at the genetics of future generations growing up here in Puget Sound and see if those are related to the previous generations that we were seeing. So I think that's a big question and would be a really cool one to answer.
What surprised you the most while making this film?
I think the most surprising thing is just how a shark this large could be hiding right here in a major city like Seattle. I mean, you think about it, 95% of the oceans are unexplored. And if a shark this big, a 12, 14, 16-foot shark, can hide right here in Seattle, what other things are out there in the ocean for us to discover?
Filmmaker Michael Werner speaking with KUOW's Emily Fox. Werner's documentary, Mystery Sharks of Seattle, airs Wednesday night at 9 on KCTS Channel 9.